SBS Radio.
Ayan, kasama natin ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino ang isang ina na mula sa South Morang, si Vanessa Castelo. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Vanessa.
Hi, good morning.
How are you, Vanessa?
Good today, thank you.
That's good. Si Vanessa po ay may dalawang anak na may edad 8 taong gulang at 11 taong gulang na ngayon ay aktibo sa larong basketball sa South Morang, isang community-based volunteer club. Vanessa, how long have your kids been playing basketball?
So my daughter, who's 11 years old, has been playing there since she's about 8.
Mm-hmm.
And my son, who is 8, has been playing since he's about 6.
Mm-hmm. How did they come to like basketball as a sport?
Well, as you know, Filipinas really love basketball. So, of course, it starts at the home, at the house. So, you know, their father plays basketball. Their uncles, pretty much everyone in the family, their grandparents. So, from a young age, it was already being instilled in them that they had to play basketball. So that was the beginning of their love for the sport.
Mm. Was this through watching games or watching TV basketball games?
Yeah, so originally, you know, it starts at home, like I said. So, you know, watching with their dad, with their grandfather, you know, with their uncles, you know, would always have family get-togethers just to watch basketball, be it NBA or local Australian basketball or Filipino games. So that's where it started for them.
Yeah. Vanessa, you are half Aussie and half Filipino, while your husband is full Filipino.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So it's more of your husband's influence that got them into it.
Definitely. I'm not a very sporty person, but obviously, when if my kids are playing and are enthusiastic about the sport, then it makes me want to be join in with them. So but it did come from the father.
So 100% support from the mom. How do you support them when they have games and all that?
Yeah, so of course training is during the weekdays. So a lot of support, not just from myself, but from my support network. So from my mum and also from my from their grandfather. So depending on what's going on, either one of us will take the kids to training, which is just nearby within our suburb. So training once a week, and we've got games as well. Every Saturday. So myself and their grandparents, one of us, and we'll take them to their game.
And can you tell me more, Vanessa, about the community-based volunteer club, Mary Mead?
Yes. So it originated with just a couple of people, actually, just started in the local Catholic school. And as the years went on, it obviously grew bigger and bigger. So it is, like you mentioned, based in South Morang in the northern suburbs of Melbourne. And it's purely based on volunteers, the parents, and also students. A lot of the coaches are also just 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds that are also playing and donating their time to teach the younger kids, the basic skills for basketball. And you've also, like I said, a lot of parents. And I've also seen some grandparents of some of the children are coaching the younger kids as well. So, but it's a very a community-based club and it purely relies on the volunteers of the parents and those around and those who are within the club as well.
So the parents gather together with their children to form this club, right?
Correct.
All the kids are engaged in different sports or just basketball?
I find it can be a bit of a mixture. Some of them are engaged in football as well, or maybe tennis, or some of the girls in dancing, but not just predominantly basketball, but I'm just assuming from other parents as well that, they're playing other sports. Yes, that's correct, yes.
And I've heard as well that these kids are being trained by young coaches.
Yes, yes.
Who came up with this idea?
Because I think it's very volunteer-based and, they rely on a lot of people putting up their hand and donating their time and sharing their knowledge with the younger children. Mm. I guess when one or two started, the younger children, you know, coaching the younger kids, you know, a lot of other kids wanted to take that opportunity to teach what they've been taught mm. as well to the younger children. Yep. Yep. And I find a lot of them too are maybe their younger brothers or sisters are also in that team as well. So it's a good opportunity for them as mm. well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When, what values do we want to teach the children through this club?
Myself, personally, for me it was learning to play in a team environment, not just so much as an individual sport because it's a team game, so that was important to me as a parent, good sportsmanship as well, and also having maybe a goal and wanting to reach that as well. I wanted to teach my children that was important to myself.
So they had a game earlier this week, am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
How many times do they play games in a month?
In a month, okay. So it's so each child will play one game every Saturday,
mm-hmm.
And that's within the school school date. So no games over the school holidays and long and Victorian public holidays.
It's like a league, right? So
correct.
Okay, so from that Saturday, the winning team will compete with another team.
Yes, that's correct. So they have two seasons in a year. So at the moment, they've just started their the new season, which will run till the end of the year. And they will play the other clubs around in the area as well. There's probably a good 10 different clubs that they will play against.
Is it also challenging for you, Vanessa, working as well and then, you know, being a mom and you have to go through all their practices, their trainings and their games? How is it going for you?
It's busy. Mm-hmm. It is a juggling act. But like you said, being a full-time working mom, so, you know, you get through it. The weeks go very quickly. But lucky for me, I've got a good support network around me, which helps quite a lot.
And how do you team up with your husband?
So we will tag team normally depending on when training time is. So, you know, I'll take one child and he might take the other on other days. He plays basketball himself, so mm-hmm. we have to work around that as well. So, and obviously if the game times are overlapping on a Saturday, we would have to split and one parent would take one child and obviously the other would take the other child, so...
So it's also a teamwork for mom and dad.
yes, definitely.
Yeah. And Vanessa, with games, we all know that, you know, these are composed of different kids, like, I mean, in terms of culture.
Yes.
Very multicultural, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Was there a time when your kids or maybe other kids had a hard time assimilating with other culture?
Not so much. I think maybe because my children have been born and raised. Yeah, so they're very used to being in a multicultural environment, be from a young age for childcare and going through school as well. Yeah. It's a very multicultural environment that they live in. So for them, it wasn't too much of a adjustment or anything like that.
Oh, that's good. And was there also an instance of bullying?
Not from my children. Mm-hmm. With other children, I haven't witnessed it myself, but luckily none for mine.
What tips can you give, Vanessa, to all the parents out there in encouraging their children to join sports at a very young age?
I think it's quite important, like I mentioned before, teaching our children to be able to play in a team environment with other children around their age as well. Trying to set a goal for themselves. I know with my children, you know, they'd want to try and make a particular shot, and obviously they can't make it from the first go. So, trying to instill in them that, you know, a bit of hard work and it will pay off in the end is important to myself as a mother and also for my husband. So, but I would definitely encourage all parents to support their children, especially if that's something that they. That they really want to do and give it a go. So that's very important to myself.
It's not very common for a girl to play basketball, but your daughter is so into it. Was it her decision to play basketball?
It started from her dad, and you know, she tried a little bit at home, and you know, just the basic skills from that she learned from her dad. And we said to her to give it a go, just, you know, maybe try 1 year and see if you liked it. And she loved it from then on. So I think as well, if you don't, if the child doesn't give it a go, especially with other children, they can't fully experience how it is. So, you know, I had to try and explain to her too that if she didn't want to do it, that was okay as well. But at least you gave it your best.
Yeah. So the basic skills was taught by the dad, your husband.
Very basic skills. Your simple dribbling and, you know, the rules of the game started at home as well. sbs.com.au